Beer and Chill Podcast for life.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Beer and Chill Podcast. I'm your host, Jan, and I'm here, like always,
with Craig. It's me.
Craig, what's in your hand?
Yeah, so...
In your other hand? No, I'm just joking.
Nothing in one hand, and in the other hand, I have a little present.
Ooh.
That Jan gave me.
Yay.
The people listening at home obviously can't see what's in my hand, so...
No.
One day we'll upload this on YouTube, maybe, who knows. but a few episodes ago... we did an episode talking about Scotland, and one of the things we brought up was Iron Brew. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Jan mentioned that Czech Republic has its own special homegrown drink, so to speak. Jan, yep. Do you want to just quickly tell everyone what that is? And just
Basically, it's a Coke with herbs. That's it.
And it's called...
Oh, you read it.
Oh no, I'm going to get it wrong now. Kvåla?
Huh? Wow, that was good pronunciation.
I just learned it from our episode where you said it last time. And yeah, I haven't opened it yet. Jan gave me it.
Oh. So there we go.
I haven't drank any, so I'm going to open it for the very first time.
Oh, big
and
moment.
Take a wee sip.
Yeah. Big moment. Do you need the drums? I'm going to give you the drums. Oh, Craig is drinking right now. And he seems impressed.
He is impressed. It's quite like Coke, but then it's got kind of like a, almost like a licorice-y taste underneath. It's really nice.
Can you taste the herbs in there?
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely like kind of like a, I don't know what to describe it as, like a deep taste to it. But yeah, it's like must be those herbs. It's very nice.
So you can buy it everywhere in Czech Republic and Slovakia as well. So next time you could be in Czech Republic, you can be like, I drink of a lot.
And it also comes in a can that looks suspiciously like a can of Tennent's.
Ooh, speaking of Tennent's.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yay. I can taste the herbs as well. So, Craig, what are we talking about today?
Sorry, everyone, I was telling that. I was telling another drink. Today, we're going to be talking about Lord of the Rings games.
Ooh. So, basically, this is part two. We did a part one, like... weeks ago, and it turned out it was our most successful episode we ever made. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it now. There are some interesting facts we found out for you. But today we're gonna talk about Lord of the Rings games, because there's lots of games, lots of good games as well. So we're gonna talk about them right now before these small commercials.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And I'm Allie.
Do you like horror? What's your favorite scary movie? We are the hosts of the Horrorgasm Podcast.
We're two Canadians who love everything about horror. We review and discuss different horror movies every Thursday. Come join us as we talk about upcoming horror films and news, or anything that pops into our heads.
The Horrorgasm Podcast is on all major podcast apps, as well as YouTube. We can't wait to give you a horrorgasm.
Or multiple horrorgasms, if you're ready for it.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. So go check us out. You won't regret it.
Hello there. I'm Satsunami, a variety streamer on Twitch. Recently, I've been playing games like Red Dead Redemption 2, Fall Guys, and the widely beloved Sonic 06. If that sounds like your cup of tea, then you can find me on Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Satsunami42. As always, stay safe, stay awesome, and most importantly, stay hydrated.
Oh, hello there. Welcome back. So, we are talking about Lord of the Rings video games. Craig, have you seen the trailer for the newest video game? How it's called? Lord of the Rings Gollum or something like that?
Yep, it's just called Lord of the Rings Gollum. And yeah, I actually went out and watched them all today and kind of read a bit about it. So, yeah, I watched it today. For people that don't know, I've written some stuff down, so I'll just quickly read this out. The German video game developer Daedalic Entertainment is working on an upcoming title, Lord of the Rings Gollum. The action-adventure game will follow the years of the popular J.R.R. Tolkien character after he acquired the One Ring, but before the events of Lord of the Rings.
Hmm.
The game appears to mainly be based on stealth, but also includes platforming and an inner dialogue game where Gollum and Smeagol argue. The game is due to release in 2021 on next-gen consoles.
To be honest, when I heard there's going to be another Lord of the Rings games, you know, I was expecting something bigger, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
you know,
a strange one.
Yeah, like, I never heard someone be like, oh, what would be cool if you could play as Gollum? Just be a junkie? Just move to Glasgow.
Oh,
boo. Oh, just joking. I love Glasgow.
No, it's a funny one because it's not. If I think of like Lord of the Rings and I think of like, oh, I want to sneak about and that kind of stuff, I'm thinking of Bilbo. I want to play as Bilbo.
I want to
play Frodo. Like that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to do like epic fights and I want to play as like Aragorn or whatever, but even just like this, I've never once thought, oh, Gollum, he's someone I really want to find out more about. He's just, it's kind of strange.
Do you know what
we'll see how it turns out?
Do you know what would be cool? Like, a Mass Effect type Lord of the Rings game, you know, when you make your decisions and stuff, and you would play as Bilbo, and we would be like, it would be, you know, the Hobbit book all over again, you know, the journey there and back, but you could change the ending, you could change, like, the storytelling, you know? So it would be like retelling of that tale by your choices, if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Funnily enough, I was actually looking today when we were chatting about talking about Lord of the Rings games. I actually went back and I was wondering, what was the first Lord of the Rings video game?
Oh.
So, it was, you're never going to guess this because I never knew of it. There was a Hobbit game.
I actually knew.
On D?
Aye. It was like you know, like the text scroller, you know, when you just type.
Was, Okay, my bad. It was the Hobbit game on the ZX Spectrum. And it was like a type game and you'd type in things and it would reply you back. But I was watching someone play that and they killed Gollum in it. They were playing Bilbo and killed Gollum, and that's Lord of the Rings out the window. You've killed the story.
But that would be cool, you know, like you play as Bilbo, you know, your influence changed the world you're living in, you know, like Mass Effect shit, you know, like you got your squad mates, you know, just going, killing Reapers, no, like killing like dragons and such. That would be cool. I would love that. And like, you can customize Bilbo, you know, it can be a girl, it can be a guy, you know, it can be black, it can be white, it can be Asian, just, you know, like.
Bilbo Shepherd.
Bilbo Shepherd. You know? And that would be cool. I would love that. And I would give like a new mechanic, you know? Where someone ask you a question in the game, right?
Okay.
And you have to answer by your own words, if you know what I mean. Like, you need to play. It would be like optional, you know? And someone would ask you like, so do you want to go there? You know, you can say, I will go there. You know, like, you have a reply, you know? That would be awesome.
It's really interesting because that's what these text adventure games used to do. They actually had to make you type it out. And some of the things you had to put in were really advanced.
Yeah.
Like that one I was watching with Lord of the Rings, it was like, give Elrond the map and ask him about it and things like that. So you know, there's that. You actually have to type all that in. It's quite clever how it works. But
there were more like these text scrolls, right? There were also Lord of the Rings as well.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings one, which apparently wasn't as good or wasn't as well received. Yeah, there's all sorts of ones. I think they kind of disappeared a wee bit until obviously the movies come out, and that's when they start getting huge again.
Aye.
Don't know what was. Can you think of what the first Lord of the Rings game you would have played was?
What I played? Right. So we're gonna spend a lot of time in here. So. I used to play on PlayStation 2 The Lord of the Rings Return of the King.
Yes, it was a movie tie-in. I had on my list as well.
But how good that game is. Like, it's awesome. I will never forget playing with my brother, you know, and just killing like orcs. And I will never forget the level where you have to save Frodo from Shelob.
Mm.
that's super hard. The game is super hard because, you know, it's like one of those old school games when if you die at the end, you have to start the level all over again from the beginning. And we are just dumb kids who doesn't understand the world, you know? So, like, oh, good memories. I have lots of good memories on this game. Also, like, the level with the ghosts.
That level's great. Oh, one of the ghosts is brilliant.
Great. I mean, I remember I was very frustrated with that level.
But the one that's always like super clear in my head is it actually does the game not start Helm's Deep?
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
Have to throw the ladders off and all that. And you get to play as like everybody. There's so much in that, and you can play as like every character in the Fellowship as well. It's really detailed game for like the PS2. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And those clips from the films in it.
See, actually, it wasn't like long time ago. I was rewatching Lord of the Rings, right? But I never saw the extended versions. You know, I always watch the theatrical releases. So I was watching the Return of the King extended, you know, version. I was like, wait, I know this from the game. I know this character. He never appeared in the movie, but I killed him in a video game. There's a mouth of Sauron. He wasn't in the movies, like, originally, but I know him from the game because I killed him.
That's so funny.
Oh, that reminds me of the level with the Black Gate, if you remember, like when you're like on this small island and just for your soldiers, I have to save everyone, you know.
It's like a constant wave into
it. Yes. And at the end, you're fighting the Nazguls.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
ooh, that just reminds me the level when you had to kill the Witch King.
Oh, what a pain.
Oh. But you kill him as Aragorn or as Legolas. You don't kill him as Eowyn.
Yeah, it's because, you know, gamers back in the PS2 era didn't want to play as girls, did they? They wanted to play as manly men.
But to be honest, you know, my favorite character of from Tolkien's universe is Bilbo and Eowyn, you know?
Okay.
I fucking love Eowyn. She's fucking cool. She's fucking killed Witch King. Like, how cool is that?
Doesn't get killed in that.
Exactly. That's like fucking Ricky Steamboat when he defeated Ric Flair for the NWA, you know, World Championship. Like, how cool is that, you know?
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I never heard someone to compare Ric Flair to Witch King.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. That's when wrestling for you is live, not just, you know, a side thing.
Got a quick story for you just when you mentioned the extended editions.
Oh, really?
I went to go see the extended editions in the cinema, just the Fellowship.
Uh-huh.
And the film started at 7:15 in the evening, 7:15 PM. And it wasn't until 9:00 that the Fellowship actually got together. And I was just sitting in my seat like, oh my God, this is so long. It didn't finish till like 10:45 or 11:00 or something. It was brilliant. But my God, are those films long.
It was like when I was rewatching again, and I was watching with Dominika, my girlfriend, and she needs to go to sleep because she's working next day. So we had to end it, you know, and watch the rest the next day, you know. And it's like TV series, you know, like previously in 2 Towers. Oh, I miss these, you know, these TV series where they were actually a TV series, not like a long movie, if you know what I mean. Like, if you watch today's TV series, it's just a long movie, just cut in pieces.
Yep.
But like, you know, good old days, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know, like previously in Buffy, you know, like a little bit off topic now, sorry.
I can't wait for you to start Beer and Chill like that. Previously on Beer and Chill.
Oh, we should do that. That's actually a good idea. But that means more work for me, so that's all right.
cut that.
Got that.
Future Jan, cut that idea out. I was just going to say, I had another PlayStation 2 Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, really?
I played a game called The Third Age, Lord of the Rings The Third Age, and barely anyone played this. And EA basically tried to make Final Fantasy X, but in the Lord of the Rings world. And you get this like weird like turn-based combat Lord of the Rings game.
What?
It was okay. I just wanted to mention it because it's kind of weird. I don't really remember much about playing it. It was a thing that I bought.
Wait, I need to Google it. I don't know what you're talking about at all. The Third Age.
I don't think many people got The Third Age, yep, on the PlayStation 2. So it was a Final Fantasy kind of style game, and it featured all new characters, and you kind of loosely went through the plot of the first film, I think. Never finished it. But yeah, kind of a weird game. Just thought I'd mention that. If anyone's played it, let me know, because I think I'm the only one.
Just imagine like EA developed the game, like, so how many people buy the game? Just some guy called Craig.
Just some, like, it would have been like 10 as well, so it's just like, Mom, buy me that game.
I know the cover of the game. It doesn't look bad, like, for PlayStation 2, you know?
The graphics are pretty decent.
Yeah?
It was just, basically, they tried to make, like I said, a Final Fantasy kind of game. The problem is, of course, Final Fantasy have been doing it for 15 years. They're really good at it. So if you try to make one in 1 year, it's a lot harder. So that was kind of where they fell, I think.
Holy shit, I've just got, like a picture of other Lord of the Rings games on PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, games like Lord of the Rings Two Towers. I never played that.
Nope.
Something called Aragorn's Quest.
Never heard of it.
Then there's a Hobbit game, like, before
the
movies.
That one. Yeah. That came out on the... Was it PS2? Because I remember it being on GameCube as well. But, yeah, that game was kind of weird. I don't think it was kind of like... kind of like a kiddie kind of platformer, I think. With like, I can't really remember much about it at all.
Then the Fellowship of the Ring.
Like, there you go. Didn't know that had a game. Oh, the Return of the King one's the most famous out of those
three. Oh, such a good memories of the game. I love it. Really love it. Another game I really love from the Lord of the Rings universe is... It's an RTS game. I don't know if you ever play it. It's called The Lord of the Rings Battle for the Middle Earth.
I know the one you're talking about. I've actually only played a tiny bit of it. I'm not much of an RTS guy. But I did think it was pretty cool from what I played of it.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I have good memories on that. I want to play it right now, but it's not on Steam or anywhere else. I think I have to go to Sex and buy some used copy or something. Which is
just
shame.
Just for the people that don't know what that is, that's a shop called CEX. He wasn't like, you know, saying he'll exchange sex for a game.
No. No, I actually wanted to go to the sex shop, be like, oh, do we have Lord of the Rings for the Middle Earth? But why did, if you mentioned how all Lord of the Rings games have like the longest name?
They have the Lord of the Rings in it, don't they?
Yeah.
They have to either say Middle Earth or the Lord of the Rings.
Like, you know, like the Lord of the Rings Battle for the Middle Earth. Just, and then there's like the expansion, which is like the Lord of the Rings Battle for the Middle Earth 2, Return of the Witch King or something like that, you know. And you get a name like this, you know, fucking fucking huge name. But for people who didn't play it, it still holds up till this day. It's a very good game, get lots of fun. If you like RTS games, it's awesome. I prefer the second one, because in the second one you can like build your own castle, if you know what I mean. Like, build your own city.
Oh, yeah, with you, yep.
And in the first one, you already got, like, the castle, you know, so you can build it. And in the second one, you can do, like, such a cool shit, like, defending Minas Tirith or defending Hell's Deep against, like, hordes of orcs, you know. It's fun. It's fun. It's very awesome. It's very awesome.
So I've got, I know, it's like I said, I never played that one. So after I played the PlayStation 2 ones, the next one for me was Lego Lord of the Rings. They did the trilogy all in Lego.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. I love Lego games. And the best thing with the Lego Lord of the Rings, maybe not the best thing, but one of the best things was when you finished the game, you got to play it back as Sauron. And he was... But instead, you were walking around like a tiny version of Middle-earth and just breaking it with a big hammer. It's brilliant.
Actually, only Lego games I played was Lego Star Wars. Like, all of them.
Oh, the Lego Star Wars are brilliant. There's a pack of that coming out, I think. They're remaking them, aren't they, for the next gen?
It's not a remake. It's a full-blown new game.
Oh, is it? Oh, brilliant.
Like, with all the movies. Even the spin-offs.
Very cool. But I didn't realize it was in spin-offs as well.
But it's more like, you know, like, it's so capitalism, which means if you want to play as Mandalorian from The Mandalorian, you have to buy the Lego set and then scan then scan it, and you can play it in the game. But I think there's going to be a way how you can just acquire it online.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
Someone will have the barcode somewhere. They'll just be able to copy the barcode.
Exactly. But you didn't hear it from us.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that, kids. Don't. That's bad.
Because that's what? That's illegal. Exactly. And well done, we don't want to support crime. We are against crime. Crime is not cool.
Strange we had to say that, but yeah. like a load of things.
Like Lord of the Rings.
I didn't really have much to say on that, rather I played it on the PlayStation 3 and it was good fun.
I played it like on Xbox 360 as a demo. It was like a small demo, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like defending the Helm's Deep. And when I was playing, I was like, this is almost good as the Return of the King game. Almost. Nearly there.
That game, the Return of the King game, will never be remade because EA don't own the license anymore, I don't think. So they'll never be able to remake it. I don't think so. A spoiler for a game that's coming up, but I don't think they're the ones making... Well, they're not the ones making Gollum, and I don't think they're the ones who make the Shadow of War games, are they? Maybe they are.
Wait, who makes the Shadow of War? Is it EA?
Maybe it is. I might be talking shit. Which brings us on to our next game that I was going to talk about, which is Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor. Middle-Earth Shadow of War. Which one of those have you played, either of them?
I played Shadow of Mordor. I never got the chance to play Shadow of War.
It's Warner Brothers that own the rights to Lord of the Rings now for the games.
Yeah, the games.
Yeah.
But they are
not... EA can't make them anymore.
Oh, good, good for them. Who wants to play games for EA anymore? Like in 2020, I mean?
Yeah, it's the... Yeah, not great.
All right.
But Shadow of Mordor, back onto that though, that's an incredible game. I thought that was really good fun.
Yeah, that was actually a good game. It was like... It was before the movies, right? I mean, before Hobbit. The story.
I can't remember. I think it may have been... Oh, so the story?
Aye.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like just before The Hobbit or like at the same time as The Hobbit or something. I can't quite remember. But it's pretty close. It's before Lord of the Rings anyway.
I'm now confused, right? Because what actually happened in the game? Like, what was the story? You play as the ranger.
Yeah. You die at the start. Spoilers. You die at the start. And you come back. You get brought back to life by like some kind of weird wraith guy.
Uh-huh.
And then you're running around Middle-Earth killing orcs, trying to stop Sauron's army from forming.
And the raid guy, spoilers, this is warning, is the same guy who made the One Ring, right?
I think so, yeah. He makes some kind of... Yeah, it is the One Ring, isn't it? Yeah. Because he has this guilt about making it.
I really don't remember the game, like the story. I remember there was like these cool mechanics when if they're gonna kill you, those orcs gonna remember you, you know, next time. Oh, what the fuck? I killed you. Okay, I'm gonna kill you again. What you gonna do about it?
That's such a clever idea, and I hope all games, like, or more games use that. It's called the Nemesis system. So,
yes.
Just to explain it, instead of just being like, oh, shit, they killed me. When an orc, there's a random orc kills you, they actually, like, they start getting, like, promotions.
Yes.
So the other orcs around them will be like, oh, that guy was so cool. He killed the baddie. He's now, instead of being called Blarg, he's now Blarg the Destroyer.
But,
he starts getting followers and stuff, and like he starts getting, and then like Jan says, next time he sees you, he's like, oh, you back for round two then? And shit like that, it's brilliant.
I remember there was a character who killed me, his name was like something, let's say, I don't remember it was exactly Blarg, but let's say Blarg, alright? His name was Blarg the Nutshot. That's real, I swear that's real, that actually happened. I was like, I remember when I was killing and the loading screen showed up, I was just looking up, you know, like out of the window, be like, did a guy called Nutshell just kill me? I have to kill him now to regain my honor.
But it's really, really clever. And for people that maybe don't play games so much, maybe might not really find this as interesting, but it means that the story of the game kind of writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, all these orcs are randomly generated. They all have their own like fears and things like that, and weaknesses. And what's really cool is like one of them will kill you. He might kill you again and keep getting promoted, or he might kill someone else, another orc, and then take their place. And there's this whole like, no two games will ever be the same of it, because the orcs actually have personality, and I think that's really, really fascinating.
That's why I like the story. That's why I can remember the story. Yeah. Because like it's not that like it's not the main part, you know? Like
no.
This game was built around this nemesis system.
Yeah.
I Gloom never
was in that game as well, actually.
Gloom? Oh, he's everywhere. You know, because you're a bigger mark for Lord of the Rings than I am. You know, I just want to ask you, what about Gollum that, you know, like makes people attached to him, you know? Like people love him that he makes games about him and he's in every Lord of the Rings video game / fucking spin-off.
I think it's Andy Serkis. Like I can't tell you before my time, obviously. Like, but I think Andy Serkis's portrayal of him is like in Lord of the Rings films is what makes him so famous. I think that character that he did in the film is bigger than like a lot of the stuff in Lord of the Rings. You know what I mean? It's like people know it. People know. They probably can't tell you if you ask someone on the street like who's Gollum, I don't know. If you ask them about Gollum, they'll probably be able to go, "Oh, my precious," or whatever. But they probably won't be able to say like, I don't know. Here's a big quote from Frodo. Like, tell me one line that Frodo said. You know what I mean? It's like,
We must destroy the ring. No. I've got a line from Frodo. I must go to Mordor. I must go alone. Of course you are. And I'm going with you. I love that scene.
You can't swim, Sam.
Sam, go back. You can't swim.
You might think I'm a big Lord of the Rings mark, and I'm actually not compared to my wife, who's really into. She's actually got a Lord of the Rings tattoo as well.
Oh, really?
I can't believe I didn't mention in the last episode. But there you go.
No.
quick story about Shadow and Mordor. When I lived in my, she doesn't play video games at all. That's not true. She's played two other video games except from Shadow and Mordor, Overcooked and Untitled Goose Game. So she doesn't really play video games, and. I went out to friends one night, and she was just in the house, and she booted up the game as I was leaving, and I came back. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I left about 7 o'clock or something, and I was back at 1 o'clock in the morning, been watching the NFL, and she's like, "What are you doing back so early? You've only been gone like an hour." And I was like, "No, I've been gone for like 6 hours." Have you not moved? She's been sitting there playing Shadow and Mordor this whole time.
Oh.
Just stuck in that gameplay loop of like, kill an orc, he kills you, you kill his mate, they kill his own mate. Like, that was it. She, like, that was just that, how engrossing that, like, emergent storytelling is. She'd been playing that for 6 hours and hadn't even noticed how long it passed.
Oh, no.
It's probably the game she's put the most hours into by miles. So whenever she's stressed, she just, you know, pull out the swords and just chop down some orc.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Something similar happened to me when I played like Watch Dogs 2 for the first time. I just remember I was in very, very bad mood, you know? So I bought like the PlayStation Now. It was like for 7 days for free, so I just took it, you know, because I was super bored and depressed. And I played like Watch Dogs 2 and I got so stuck in it. Then when my girlfriend came back, she was like, "Oh, you're still playing?" I was like, "Well, what time is it?" Fuck's sake.
That was exactly how.
Oh, I think there's a lots of Lord of the Rings game we didn't mention, like that. I just remember like these games we talked about, because these games like stuck with me, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like I never played Aragorn Quest. I need to look it up what it is after this episode, because it sounds cool to be honest. But
so apart from the Bilbo Mass Effect kind of idea, what other kind of Lord of the Rings game would you like to play? What would be if Peter Jackson was to knock on your door and you open it, you're like, "Oh my god, it's Peter Jackson," and he's like, "Hey Jan, can you make a game for me?" What are you gonna tell him? What kind of game is it?
Well, I will give him another Mass Effect idea, because I just love Mass Effect. Like another adventure, like a sequel, you know? No, you know what? Not like a sequel, like a spin-off. Not even a spin-off, you know, like, let's say, like, many, many, many years, like, what's the game? It's a third age.
Yeah.
So, let's put it in the fourth age, for example, like, in the future, you know? you create your character. All right, you know, I got this idea. Let's say...
Okay, let's go.
Aragorn has got 3 sons, right? You play as one of them. Aragorn died. Let's make it secret. So you can make like a reveal, big reveal. So it's like a secret why he died, how he died. And these 3 sons, right? So, but let's say all 3 of them will represent something. You're the middle. You're the character in the middle, you know? One of them will be bad. The other one will be good. But that doesn't mean he will be good, you know? Like, he will be so good that he will be bad. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. You get like that kind of, they think they're doing the right thing, but they're just so narrow-minded. Yeah, that's quite a good one.
And you play the middle one. And here, you get the dark side and the light side, you know? When you're in your decisions, you know? And how you decide you will more lean to the other one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
and
fun.
Let's say like a civil war will happen between those 3 princes, right? And you play as one of them. Each of them like controls like a part of the Middle Earth. And you, as the 3rd son, liberate Middle Earth or enslaved. Depends on your choices. You know, and the more the game will go, the more, you know, you will like rise in the rankings. But there's no plot. I need a plot. I need something. I need some characters and a plot. So,
well, I think that's enough for like an elevator. Peter Jackson's like, let's do it. Like that.
You know, but
he just needs the thumbs up.
But we need like any journey. You know, like we need to make our character to get out from his arse and do something.
And you always have like the easy one for the dad dying is like something gets left behind, or he leaves behind a note, or there's a murder weapon on the scene, and you can go from there. That's kind of an easy one.
I want like something like a weapon or something, like a Death Star, you know, like something all free, you know. So
the person that killed Aragorn was Darth Vader all along.
Yeah, it was Darth
Vader. Jan just come up with Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars Battlefront. That's the game.
I mean, there's no secret. I'm a biggest mark on Star Wars, as you can imagine. So,
brilliant.
No, let's say like there will be. You know, there must be a journey. There's no Lord of the Rings without a journey. That's what makes it like kind of magical, you know? Thing. But I got no idea how to do it. But we got like the basic stuff, you know, like 3 princes,
yeah,
civil
you got
war.
Enough to tell Peter Jackson. Yep.
Yeah. So
that's a fact.
Hope you're listening, Peter Jackson. And do you know what would be cool? What if at the 4th age the technology in the Middle Earth would like be better, if you know what I mean, like raise up, you know, it won't be like the medieval stuff, it will be like Renaissance, you know,
steampunk.
Why not?
You get like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, imagine like orcs with fucking guns, you know. It will be,
I think that's a Warhammer, is it not?
But it will be original. Yeah. Have you ever seen like fantasy steampunk?
Yeah. There's some cool stuff.
What do you think? Like, what would you like to see? Like, how would your game look like?
I think there's a lot of like, there's a lot of cool stuff. I think for like the Rangers, and I'm kind of being a wee bit bored in here and going for like, basically, I want more Shadow of War, but like throughout the different ages, and I don't know that much about the other bits of Lord of the Rings, but certainly during the story, like see like the Riders of Rohan and all that, they've got a lot of cool stuff. So you could do stuff, even something like Red Dead Redemption, kind of open world, kind of thing, but stick that in Lord of the Rings. You've got so much choice. And then obviously there's the, there's an Amazon making a TV series just now.
Oh yeah.
Which is going to be in the second age of Lord of the Rings. So that's going to open up a whole new, like a whole new idea of what everything is. So there's so much to choose from. So, yeah, I would pitch Red Dead Redemption in Lord of the Rings. Oh, that's me.
You know, it doesn't have, like I said, like something like a big, you know, what will change the world. But how about like something small? You know, like a small story. It doesn't have to be like world changing, you know?
You know, like Animal Crossing, like that kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
That bit in the Shire.
Oh.
You play as like a wee farmer trying to like make friends with everyone in the Shire. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
You know, have you ever seen the Two Brothers tale? Tale of Two Brothers.
Yeah.
Put that in the Middle Earth.
That's a you good know? Idea.
Like your father died and you have to do something, you know, to save his life. You know what, like my idea about Aragorn dying. But why won't you do that?
Family. Yeah. I've got one quick story about Lord of the Rings before I finish up. So I mentioned it on a previous episode. I mentioned before that I played Dungeons and Dragons, and when I started my first game of that, two of my friends started playing with me, and they couldn't think of names, so they both ripped them off of Lord of the Rings characters. So one of the characters was called Arathorn, which is Arathorn's dad. And then Blimbro, and that name comes from the Lord of the Rings online game. Mm-hmm. There's like a random character generator, and if you just keep hitting it, it just gives you random names. So instead of Bilbo, it was Blimbro. I had to try and remember that and go, not keep calling him Bilbo and Aragorn the whole time. So there you go.
I mean, I was thinking just now how I will make my character, how I will name it. Like
Scrandalf.
I don't know, like, Jan the Brave sounds cool. I mean, Jan has got, like, the medieval, a medieval name, you know? Not, like, Barry or something, you know, like, Jan.
Bob, son of Dog.
Son of Duck. Son of Brian.
It does always make me laugh that in like Lord of the Rings games when it's like they all have these amazing names, don't they? It's like Gimli, son of Gloin, son of Groin, and all that. It's like Craig, son of Kenneth.
Just imagine like your name is Brian, the son of Bob the Plumber. All right.
I think that's us for a week.
That's us for a week, maybe two, who knows. If you have any cool idea about your Lord of the Ring name, just tell us. We're gonna read it in the next episode.
That's a good idea. And also any Lord of the Rings games you want to tell us about, let us know.
We definitely forgot some, but please remind us which one we forgot and tell us. So That's everything from us today. Thank you very much for listening. And we're going to see you next time.
Bye-bye.